5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Hi, and thanks for calling the nation's number one talk line since 1995. If you're over 18, press 61 to continue this call.
It's 8:27 p.m.
Oh, but no, 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 no. It is not 8:27 or whatever. The actual time, my friends, is 19:30 UTC. And you might know this time for a very special reason. Yes, it is time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this extraordinarily dubious goals committee. And at 19:30, I like to drink tea. Oh, it's good. What am I drinking today? I'm drinking Jinjin Mei, and I think these leaves have just about had it. So I think later today I'll be switching up to something else. What will I switch to? Will it be Chaguanyin? Will it be Dahong Pao? I don't know. It could be just about anything. Now, couldn't it? Yes, it could. Well, the air conditioner just kicked on. You can probably hear that. Great. Yeah, it's going to be crazy here for the next couple of days. I don't know what to do. I don't want to say I'm worried about it. I don't want to say, oh, I'm panicking. But no, the big heat death is coming. And right when I sort of thought maybe, just maybe, the heat had broken. But no, 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 no. But anyway, regardless, I've been working on something. Let's bring up the swamp. Yeah, okay. So you might remember this from yesterday. I was messing around with this idea, and I sort of started solidifying it last night. Not only do I have this swamp, I've also got this interesting kick drum. Yeah, what do you think about that? Pretty weird, huh? That is, of course, electronic. But I did run it through some effects, and I tried to make it sound a little bit more natural. But, yeah, what are you going to do? I've also got a little bit of a rhythm guitar part that I kind of recorded very poorly, and etc. Let's bring that in here a little bit. Okay, you can clearly see where that is going. Right? It makes some kind of sense. It sounds like it might be some kind of music. And I did all this because I can't wait for my looper to arrive. That'll be coming any day now. But I needed to do some noodling. And so this is what we got. Thank you. Wow, yeah, that was actually pretty terrible. But that's what you get. This is live, people. Oh, I haven't even been up for an hour. Oh, that was terrible. So anyway, yeah, we're going to stop doing that for right now because that was just horrendous. Last night at about 3 a.m., that was sounding a little bit better, but today, no. So anyway, that's what I've been working on. I've been, you wouldn't believe how long it took me to get that far. Just trying to get that drum sound, just trying to record the drums and stuff, it was literally hours. And what do I have to show for it? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. That was terrible. And speaking of terrible, we are going to have to leave this room because suddenly I'm having one of my little freakouts and all I can hear is the air conditioner. All I can hear is the rumbling reverb in this room of my air conditioner. So we need to leave this room. I'm going downstairs into this room. Uh-oh, there's a kitty. Uh-oh. Yeah, see, this room sounds a hell of a lot flatter, doesn't it? Yeah, that's a nice flat room we got here. Although I can still hear the air conditioner, at least it's not rumbling up there in the reverb range of my brain. Yeah, so, you know, small miracles, I guess. Okay, now Pippa has arrived. Hi, baby, you want to say hi on the radio? Kitties are not talking on the radio today, but we have to get the kitty pit ready anyway. Kay, you gotta move your butt if you want to get in the kitty pit. Yeah, okay, come on. Now climb over here and jump up here. And oh, it's so much kitty tasking that we have to figure it out. Yeah, okay, move the banky. There you go. Okay. That reminds me of something else. I was driving home from my parents' house the other day. When was that? That was yesterday? The day before yesterday? I don't know. I don't know. But I came up Old Maple Road. I drove, you know, by Herrenhaven. And I drove by Herrenhaven and I didn't see much of anything. And then I was driving, you know, by the upper ravine and I didn't see anything. Then the road kind of curves around where there's that one house. And as the road was curving around, I saw something big and fluffy in the yard. And I thought, hey, what the hell is that? Is that a rabbit? Am I looking at a rabbit sideways? You know, am I looking at the profile of a rabbit? No, as I got closer, I realized that I was looking at a marmot head on. And he was all scrunched down on the ground. And I don't know if he was eating clover or what the hell he was eating, but man, as I drove by him, I realized that is a big marmot. He was Chubzilla. It was a big Mati. He had been eating a whole bunch. It's the end of August. They like to eat. They like to eat banana. They like to eat all kinds of delicious things because they're Matis. And we love Matis. So that was really fun. Saw that big old Mati, and I thought, I hope I can find him again so I can take a picture. He was pretty big. I mean, it was like looking at a short-legged dog. It was like looking at a corgi. If you can imagine a corgi, but in marmot colors. That's what it was. Oh, I was laughing. I wish I could go out and look for some Matis today, but I can't. It is extremely, extremely hot. Why is it so damn hot?
Ancient Chinese secret.
Well, yeah, that or it might be that weird low pressure front that's down in the Gulf that's pushing all the equatorial heat up into my parallel. What's my parallel? 40? 41? I don't know. But enough of this nonsense, let's get into some music. Yeah, this is Sid Dale with Man Trap. More of this needle drop. What else we got? Yeah, some Alan Hawkshaw, Man of the World. We gotta do one more. Hell yeah. Thank you. David Gold's manpower. Dude, too awesome. Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of Needle Drop lately. I love this KPM music library. Just, it's so awesome. Oh, I wish I would have been making television or movies back in the 70s. I would have used all that music. Oh my God. All right, so what do we feel like listening to now? I don't know. What do I want to hear? Do I need some blues? What the hell was that? Why do I keep getting these bizarre little artifacts? We had two of them yesterday, and I am finding it very annoying. Anyway, regardless, I don't know what I want to hear. Do we want to go to some blues with Justin Johnson? Or do we want to learn how to spell? I kind of feel like learning how to spell. Wait, what does that spell? Bamamo?
You got girlfriend Vietnam?
Well, of course, we all got girlfriend Vietnam, and I'm especially more interested in my girlfriend Japan, Benny-Chan, who plays in a band, Wagaki Bando, who released a new song last week. So let's listen to Wagaki Band and their song Singing For. I didn't title it. It's Singing For, then ellipsis, you know, dot, dot, dot. Don't look at me. I didn't stylize it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, she was singing for you and me. Okay, I get it. That was Wagaki Band with their new song, Singing For Ellipsis. And I guess that was pretty good. Okay, first of all, I still can't get over Benny-Benny-chan's new short hair. The short hair is just so cute, and now she's got it. It's black, and then there's like 1 inch of purple on the ends. So, okay, I approve. That song, while I thought it was great, for me personally, it had a little bit too much of that we are the world, we are the children, do they know it's Christmas kind of vibe to it. Maybe it's because of all the all the choral oh-oh-ohs and a little maybe too much Western flavor and not enough of that traditional Japanese flavor. What is that traditional Japanese flavor, Tobe? Well, it's dashi. It's dashi mixed with shoyu and a little bit of sake and a little bit of mirin. Add a little slice of ginger. Okay, Japanese flavors. You know, sakura, plum blossom. Speaking of which, what guitar was that guy playing? They didn't really get into the guitars as much. I need to know about that guy's guitars. He's got the most interesting guitars. No, and I just had a horrible thought. I just had the worst thought ever. I might have to go to the store today. I need to get sugar. I need to get something else. But it's Sunday. I don't want to go.
No.
It's crazy on Sundays.
Benino.
Even if you just are going there to get a banana, What was I going to get?
No.
No, I needed to get sugar and something else, but now I'm totally at a loss. Oh, I know what it is. Ghost Bear isn't here. Oh, God. Now we got to take attendance, which means we have to go out to Los Angeles for a party.
From Los Angeles, California. It's Ghost Bear Jr. High Attendance Party.
Okay, Brenda.
Oh, look at Brenda. Look, she's got a tray full of books. But should we fund it? Where are we going to get the money?
Fund it.
Okay, thank you. What about
Pleasant.
Astronomical cat?
Astronomical cat! Present? Ghost Bear! Ghost Bear?
Where the hell is Ghost Bear?
Uh-oh. Tardy again.
What? What the hell? Oh my God! It's Ghost Bear! He's going on a rampage! Oh my God, it's...
Oh, Ghost Bear. I guess you're here after all.
Yeah, I guess. You never know what's going to happen because Ghost Bear, he was here the whole time after all. Oh, jeez. What a kidder. You just don't know who you can trust these days.
Catman has let me down again. Why? Why do I keep relying on him? What the F are you doing?
What do you mean? I'm grooming.
Where is Charles?
Oh, he's getting chased by a bear.
Oh, the bear I had to send because you were so busy with your effing grooming.
Sorry, Kim, you're breaking up.
The bear I had to send because you were so busy with your effing grooming.
Are you calling Catman undependable?
Yes, pussy Catman.
Yeah, you know what? Suck it.
Yes. Mother Robot, what do you think?
I think we're dealing with a very, very, very smart person. Or a very, very, very stupid person.
And so we are very, very, very much in danger. Or very, very, very much safe. Mother Robot. Get ready. The tree.
Do you mean the battle tree?
Yes, the Trojan Judas, isn't it?
battle tree.
You in the corner, happy birthday! Happy birthday, Overdale. Welcome to Pineapple Beach. Y'all don't be afraid to get up and dance. Just that and you're hungry there, don't it? Well, let's go! In my opinion, it's Pineapple Beach. Put up an arms wave of pineapple. With the size of danger. And you get too tired, so get the beans and danger. All the women wear monkey bands there to celebrate your birthday in that monkey way. Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, that's right. Just remember, you can get your beans in danger right here on Anon Radio every single day at 1930 UTC. That is the time at which you can always hear the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh my God, my name is Tobe. I'm thinking I need to go to the store, but can I wait until later tonight? I don't know. I don't want to go to the grocery store on a Sunday. It's always just such a nightmare. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll just hang out around here and play my guitar some more. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.